Support for Chronicle the Podcast is provided by visitnh.gov. It's fall and new adventures await in New Hampshire. New Hampshire is a foliage lover's dream come true. Whether you like the crunch of crisp leaves under your feet or a scenic drive through the White Mountains, you'll enjoy the unbeatable fall views no matter where you go. And with so many places to see and experience, you'll never be at a loss for things to do in New Hampshire. Live free and learn more at visitnh.gov.
Welcome to Chronicle the Podcast. I'm Shayna Seymour. We are continuing our series, How Did You Get a Job on TV, with a distinguished journalist. She has covered some of the most important stories of the last few decades, including 9/11 and the Marathon bombing. She has interviewed top athletes and politicians. But what she cares about most is sharing the stories of everyday people. It is their strength that makes this journalist proud to call New England home. It is my absolute honor to interview WCVB TV News Center 5 anchor Maria Stefanos. Okay, so when we were talking about who do we want to interview for this Chronicle podcast, who's on our list, our favorite list, you were the number one person.
I don't believe it.
Maria Stefanos.
No.
Do you want to know why?
Okay.
Because you're a Massachusetts native.
I am.
You have this an amazing career. People love you. You work so hard. You are you. You are authentic. You have this beautiful family. And by the way, you look fantastic.
Please.
So bravo.
So nice.
Thank you.
I'm so glad I walked by and stepped in.
But this all didn't happen overnight.
No. What didn't happen overnight?
Who you are today. I mean, so take us back. When did you first catch the journalism bug? When did you know that this is what you wanted to do?
My family loved 60 Minutes. We talked politics. We were constantly getting information. We loved the local newspaper. We loved the Boston Globe. We had the Haverhill Gazette delivered to the house. That was very important in our lives. And we were always talking news. And I genuinely watched Suzanne Burke and Jim Boyd on the eye opener. I really did. I would wake up and I would watch the television. I would have to walk up to my television. Yes, those were the days. Shani, you don't know them because you're so young. But we would have to walk up to our televisions. I would have to turn it on and wait for it to warm up. And then I would wait for that television station to sign on, and then I would watch that, and I couldn't get enough. Oh, I loved information. I loved all of that. And my parents, who were truly incredible human beings and parents, who love, you know, I would fall down and they'd say, that was a beautiful fall, Maria. Those are the kind of human beings they are and were. And Elvis died, and I saw them looking at the television, and they couldn't take their eyes off of it. So I remember mentally tucking that away, saying, look at the power of this medium that has my parents so enraptured, so taken by breaking news. And I never forgot it. And that's what led me on my path.
You shared with me that when you were a toddler in your crib, you used to line up all of your stuffed animals.
According to my parents.
Okay. And you were talking to them. So you've always been a communicator. You've always been a storyteller. Where did the journey begin? Like, when did you say, okay, I'm doing this now?
I went to Emerson College and I thought, I never want to be on TV. I want to learn everything behind TV. So I did production and I did all of those things. And then Mike Baudette, who is one of our investigative reporters, said, I need an anchor for this show that I'm doing, Gambling in the Bay State. I said, I cannot be your anchor. That's not who I am. And he said, you're doing it, Stefanos. And you know what? I did it. And I was horrible, terrible. But as the words were coming out of my mouth and I was really talking about Gambling in the Bay State and the issues surrounding it and addiction, and I thought, this is amazing. And I was really drawn to it. And then I ended up going down that path.
All right. When you say you were terrible, horrible, were you really?
Yes.
Because how much of a train wreck?
Please. I was a train wreck. I was the worst. My first job, I was at, and I'll jump ahead. Mm-hmm. I was at the NBC owned and operated WJAR in Providence, Rhode Island. I had no business being on television. I came from radio. And I talked so fast. Did you notice how slow I just
read? That was amazing.
Thank you. I talked so fast, Shayna. It was crazy. And I looked about as bad as you could look on TV.
No.
Yes, I did. And that's okay. Because I learned on TV how not to do TV. Mm-hmm. And that toughened my skin up a little bit, which came in handy a little bit later in my life.
So this podcast is all about how did you get into television? How did you do this job? And I think an important message is it is all about repetition in this business, isn't it? You just don't become Maria Stefanos overnight. Like, there is an evolution to what you do.
You know what's funny that you say that? Because I've known you for many years. I mean, you're still Shayna and I'm still Maria. And no matter what it is we do in that evolution, mm-hmm. I think the key to where we're sitting right now across from each other, two people who really love each other and respect each other, I think the key is that you're still Shayna, mm-hmm. and I'm still Maria. Mm-hmm. And I truly, genuinely feel exactly like that girl who grew up in Groveland, Massachusetts, almost 54 years old.
Ah!
But I do feel like that. I am true to who I always have been, mm-hmm. and you are true to who you are. Effervescent, full of life, mm-hmm. embracing great and new and wonderful things, loving your family. What's the difference? I mean, life has thrown some curveballs into that, but if you maintain who you are, I think, as a child, that core, that foundation that your parents helped pour in you, then that's how you end up. And I don't want to say my name, but that's how you end up at the greatest television station in America. The station that when I was a little kid, I would turn on and wait for it to sign on so I could just watch these people. It's a great honor. I truly mean that.
Well, that is a perfect transition.
Oh, good. Look
okay.
at you.
So let's take you back, us back to your days at Fox 25. You were there for now... Boston 25. You were there for 18 years
yes.
at the top of your game. And then you said it is time to step away. What happened? What were the factors at play?
So they were wonderful to me. And a new company came in. And I knew that my contract was coming up. And I knew that this was a television station I was always interested in. And I loved all the other television stations, and I have dear friends at all of them. And I was getting at a point in my career where I thought, okay, my contract's coming up. Why don't I explore something else? I thought there was one part of me, Shayna, that said, I'm going to die here. I'm going to stay at Fox for the rest of my life. We have a great audience. And and people were so amazing and so loyal. And then I thought, but why not grow? Why not do something scary? Why not jump and see if I land? Maybe I'll fall. But I just didn't want to live a life where I didn't explore or try something else. They asked me to stay. They were wonderful to me. But I just, there was something inside of me that said, let me try this. Now, my mother, my dear mother, Lois Nianakis, the greatest human being in my life who has passed away. She loved Channel 5 so much that she had a routine where she would walk. We had Fox 25 News at 10. That was all we had. And then we started adding shows, which really got in the way of her watching Channel 5.
Your mom's
wait a minute, I have to watch Channel 5. Now I have to watch my daughter? How am I going to watch Channel 5? So in a strange way, too, I wanted to honor a station I did that my mother was so passionate about that I had grown up watching. And of course, Bill Fine, and I really mean this, the general manager, I had seen him at charity event after charity event, and he was just so amazing in the community. And I always just so respected that deep commitment that he had, that this television station had, to being part of the fabric of the community, that I just thought, I have to explore this. And I did. And when I decided, finally, that I was going to do this, and was super hard, my mother was so happy, and thank God. And she passed away, unfortunately, shortly after I joined WCVB, but she got to see me here. And I tell you, the 605 texts from my mother, just not sometimes I look down at my phone and I think, oh, will it just make a noise? I just want to see, you look lovely in your green today, Maria. She's a classy lady, very kind, not a bad bone in her body. Just so wonderful. And that I miss, but I'm so proud that she got to see me here. I mean that. Oh, not that I wasn't proud that she saw me at the other place too, but that was sort of the cherry on top.
Your number one fan. Yeah. And I know how much that text message means to you, because every night after Chronicle, my dad sends me a text.
See?
Good job. Great show.
Yeah.
Like that outfit on you.
Yes.
It
yes!
Means
it's everything.
It means everything. It is. All right. So while you—
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Let me just interrupt.
Yes.
I send you texts like that too.
You do. You do.
You
do.
You know,
and
I think you do a great job.
I send you back hearts and kisses and all these wonderful things that mean the world to me. So what did you do during your time off?
What time off?
When you left, after you left Fox.
Oh.
What did you do?
Nothing. Mm. Nothing. It was wonderful, because I'm not sure in my life, Shayna, maybe it's just the way I'm wired, that I've ever really been still. And I got still. And I grew up by being still. Mm-hmm. Because I thought, what am I doing? What have I done? And then I thought, no, this is amazing. And then I came here and I thought, okay, is this right? But that stillness and being very quiet, and I would drive up to go see my mother all the time. She lived up in Nashua, and I was home, and my kids were there. And I tell you, it filled me up. It reset me for life, for life.
So I was watching, because you know I had to study up on you a little bit, your exit from Fox.
Oh, I can't even think about it.
It's a tearjerker. And you did have some interesting outfits on in that.
Oh, did we show my outfit?
One is your little reporter with a little hot skirt on doing your thing. Yeah. No, but you had mentioned to your son Liam, I'm going to be at your meet, because I haven't had a chance to do
that. I went
that
to
yet.
All of his meets after that. Yes, because he was at Severian. Yes.
So this is something that you and I have talked about a lot. Work-life balance, mm-hmm. and trying to figure out how to do that juggle, to do that dance. How have you done it all of these years? Because it's really hard.
It's hard, and I live with deep guilt. I do. I live with that, because I cook like a crazy person on Sundays, or I did when my kids were home. Remember, mm-hmm. my kids are 22 and 19 mm-hmm. now. But I did that. I cooked enough meals for the whole week. So when they sat down, they would eat, they would have a warm meal. Not that my husband can't cook, he can. But I wanted them
Mom's
to know
meal.
Somehow your mother's here. Mm-hmm. And that's not about me. That's about them. That's how I grew up. My mother was in the house. We had meals every single night. You know, that was important to me. I'd get up at 6:45 in the morning. I would wake the kids up. I would make them breakfast. We would go over what it is they were doing for the day. I would stand out and, you know, either walk them to the bus stop. Sometimes my son would ride his bike to school. And I would make sure that I would see that off. And then I'd run upstairs, sleep for 30 minutes, go to the Y, come back, read all the newspapers, take a shower, and go to work. I'm tired. I've done that too long.
Yep.
But you know, Shayna, that I look back and do I have regrets? I do. I do. Yes, I do. But I also know that I needed to do this. Not for me, but for financial reasons. So
you needed a job.
I stayed yep. in the game.
Yep.
And when I was home with my children, and granted, we didn't have these devices that are always seared in our hands all the time. I was home with my children, present, attentive with them, listening to them, talking with them. We had this silly, ridiculous game that my kids still will joke with me and say, let's do Mummy Primetime 101. When they were little, I would used to say, let's do Mummy Primetime 101. And I try to get up to 101 questions of even just silly things. What's your favorite pizza? You know, who was the fifth president? And you learn things about yourself and your kids when you're sometimes when you're asking the simplest of questions. What's your favorite tree? I can go into my phone right now and tell you what my kids' favorite trees are and why. Do you
this
know
is,
what I mean?
This is Mommy 101.
Mommy Primetime 101.
Okay, I'm going to have to. I mean, it goes off the record, so far back. We're going to have to talk about this one because I like that. Mommy Primetime 101.
And it was just long car rides. Mm-hmm. And that instead of kids looking at their phones,
yes,
everybody listening to the radio, it was four people, a mother, a father, a daughter, and a son, talking about nothing. And it ended up being about everything.
So I have to ask you now, because you said something, and I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't. Regrets. What are your regrets?
None.
Okay.
None. I have wonderful children. I gave my mother everything she ever wanted and more. And by that I mean all of me, my love, my attention, and she's gone. So I don't regret. I don't say, oh, I wish. I call my father every single day. I wish I slowed down a little. Okay, you're right. Good, Shayna. I do have a regret. I wish I slowed down a little bit. I wish it didn't take me moving from one job to another to slow down. Because now I think I am closer to the end than I am to the beginning. And that's pretty humbling.
Maria, if anyone sees you run around this building, you are not slowing. That's not encouraging for the rest of us.
Support for Chronicle the Podcast is provided by visitnh.gov. It's fall and new adventures await in New Hampshire. New Hampshire is a foliage lover's dream come true. Whether you like the crunch of crisp leaves under your feet or a scenic drive through the White Mountains, you'll enjoy the unbeatable fall views no matter where you go. And with so many places to see and experience, you'll never be at a loss for things to do in New Hampshire. Live free and learn more at visitnh.gov.
Okay, so let's talk about now heading back here to Channel 5. Now, while you were a familiar face in this market, starting at a new station can still be tough and there can still be challenges with any new job.
Sure.
What was the experience like for you?
It was complicated. It was complicated, but there were people, and I really mean this, and it's not because you're sitting in front of me, but there were people like you and faces like you and kindness from people like you and from so many other people in this building that would pull me through the pretty difficult times. The public can be really tough and they can be wonderful. And I try to choose to pay attention to the wonderful part, but I am a human being. Mm-hmm. And I did come from a place where you feel the love from the public because they're used to you and they know you. And then you come to a place and they don't know you and they're not used to you in their environment. But you know what? It made me better in every way as a news anchor, as a journalist, as a human being, because it made me realize that I know who I am. I'm still that person. Not one negative comment could ever change that. That person who had the deep, unconditional love from her parents and had a great upbringing, and nothing changed it. Nothing. None of those things could knock me down.
You have to have some tough skin in this
business. Tough skin. I'm telling you, it hurts.
And you got to take the good with the bad.
You do. And you can't take all the good either.
No,
you do you know
can't.
What I'm saying?
Can I poke? What were some of the things that people were saying to you? Can you share with us?
Well, you know what? Out of respect for them,
Fair enough.
No, you, I mean, you can you can ask, but I'll say out of respect for them, I would say that there are a lot of people that I know, because I have a weird thing, I can remember a lot of names, right? So I would say that there are people who would write things that were not kind at all that have now reached out and said to me, hey, you're doing a good job, or I watch you all the time. I love you. So I'll keep it on the positive. How's that?
Oh, you won them over.
I'm not saying that you said that.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying that it's nice to have a few come back my way. So.
And what do you, and do you respond to people when they send me too? What's your response?
I always say I appreciate your feedback, good and bad, and I'm sorry you feel that way, and I hope you continue to watch my other colleagues.
Oh my gosh, you could have written it for me. I said the same.
But and I mean that. Yes, Shayna, I mean that.
I do too, and I hope I there's something that. There's somebody here at Channel 5 that you can relate to and that you enjoy.
Whoever says anything about you.
We all get it, Maria. I could say the same about you. Describe your experience being an anchor in this market. It's a special market.
It's the great, I just said.
And you're a hometown girl.
Yes. The greatest news market with the greatest viewers because they're passionate. No matter what they're passionate about. We love news here. And big news happens here all the time. I mean, it is one thing after another. And it's an honor to be able to tell people what's happening in their backyards, my backyard. I went to Emerson College and everybody said, you're going to have to go to the Midwest. You're going to have to go here, there, and everywhere before you ever come back here. And I thought, I can't leave Boston. I can't ever leave here. So I did radio because I could do radio here. And I stood next to the great Janet Wu, who taught me everything I needed to know. And I got a job at WJAR in Rhode Island. We talked about that before. And I said to Janet Wu, I was a radio reporter, and we'd worked the State House together. And
great foundation for this job.
Are you kidding me?
The best.
Because I learned how to write. Mm-hmm. I learned how to turn things quickly. I wasn't afraid to interview anybody. And I said to Janet Wu, I have no idea, none, how to do television. You have to help me. And that woman, here's the governor's office right in front of us. We would wait. Governor Weld was the governor. I think it was Weld at that time. Was it Salucci? It might have been Salucci. It was Salucci. But you would wait. You knew when they went out to go work out. And Janet taught me Bill Weld plays squash at 1. He leaves at 12:20. He'll come back at this particular time. So we'd hang out on the steps that people walk. You just sit there and wait. That's part of the job. But she taught me how to do television. She said, this is how you write a story. This is when the sound bites come up. This is when, and I, Janet Wu and Andy Hiller from Channel 7, I'll never forget that. I will never forget that as long as I live. Because I had no clue. I knew how to be a reporter. I always knew how to ask questions. But I didn't know the presentation part. I was pretty bad at that part. I'm still working on it.
What's your most memorable story?
Sammy Bernstein, he fought in Iwo Jima. His son came up to me, I think at a CVS, and said, you need to interview my father. I said, oh, really? Tell me why. And when he told me why, I had no words, and I was humbled. And you know what I did? I went to his house in Stoughton. Rest in peace, Sammy. And I sat there with a man who fought for our country at Iwo Jima, and he sobbed like a baby. And he said when he had his big bag there when he first went, and they said, Catholic or Protestant? And he said, I'm a Jew. You're not going to make me put a C or a P in my bag. And they said, you're going to have to pick one. And he said, I will not. And he drew the Jewish star on his duffel bag there. And every story that came out of his mouth was so powerful. I'll never forget that man. And he passed, and then his family asked me to speak. And it was the biggest honor. It really was. He taught me a first-hand history lesson that you can never get in a book. It was unbelievable.
When you get those interviews.
That's everything.
Those people
leave
that type of impression on you, and you leave an impression on them, and there's just a connection. it's such a wonderful feeling. You feel like you've done something.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
It is. Well, see, that's the beauty of Chronicle, too. That's why we love Chronicle, because those are the stories you guys tell every single night.
I always say people welcome us.
It's a gift.
Welcome us in. It's not, you know, with news, you could be like, oh, the news truck is here. Oh, God, what are we doing?
Right. But it's Chronicle, come in!
People, we're their friends. Yes. They want us to tell their stories, and it's great.
It is.
Speaking of stories, tell us about your series, People You Should Know.
Okay, so I love doing that because it's not a terrible story. It was it's almost, Shayna, self-preservation. From the daily diet of horrible news stories every single day that I digest. It's not healthy. This is my healthy outlet.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have empathy, so I really feel that girl who has triple E, I think about her every day. And I think about that family every day. And I think these are the stories that get into my bloodstream. And I think, how can I help these people? So this is my way of trying to show people different,
right?
You get it.
Yeah.
This is what you do. That's what you do. So I'm blessed to be able to do that.
All right. Well, we're wrapping up here, but I want to leave on this note. We all have a story to tell. Maria, what is your story?
Oh, Shayna. That was a really good question. You're very good at this.
Oh, thank
you. And I do not like to be interviewed.
I know, and we thank you for doing this because we know you
I
told me that.
I do this for you because I know how much I respect you. The only story, I don't want it to be about me. I want it to be about other people's stories. That's my story.
Support for Chronicle the Podcast is provided by VisitNH.gov. It's fall and new adventures await in New Hampshire. New Hampshire is a foliage lover's dream come true. Whether you like the crunch of crisp leaves under your feet or a scenic drive through the White Mountains, you'll enjoy the unbeatable fall views no matter where you go. And with so many places to see and experience, you'll never be at a loss for things to do in New Hampshire. Live free and learn more at VisitNH.gov.